It's time for our first ever football coach show with Ross Hastert and our first show ever with involving the Rockport Blue Jays. Coach, welcome to the program. We're going to include Rockport this year, and we've got a new coach and a lot of an interesting year at Rockport, isn't it?
Yeah, I appreciate the coverage, John, that you guys are doing for us, and we're gonna try some new things up here in Rockport and hopefully be successful this fall.
You were on the staff last year, and you lost some really good seniors last year, from what I understand. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. We lost about our whole offensive line last year, a lot of good skill position. A very talented senior class left us last year, which left us very young this year. But that's the way it goes, and we're gonna continue to push on.
Let me ask you this. It's everybody knows what a miserable year it's been around Northwest Missouri with flooding. Has that had an effect on your football team at all?
Not so much on our football team. We know of one individual that has been displaced because of the flood, and but as far as school enrollment, it's gone down just a little bit. But our football guys, most of them are out in the country. They're farm kids, some in-town kids. So it really hasn't affected us as far as numbers for the football team.
Well, that's certainly good news. Keep that going. Tell us a little bit about the Rockport Blue Jays for the folks that aren't familiar. I can remember for years and years I would hear Rockport really, really doing well. I looked at your last few seasons, not too bad. And I remember there was a lot of Rockport kids that always used to come over across the road to play at Peru State College. So it's a pretty traditional football place, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. They've had some real good seasons back in the 80s with a few state championships. Coach Stoltenberg is the coach that has been here recently and had a very, very much success here. We're an independent school. We're in the furthest northwest corner of Missouri as we possibly can get, and so we're really scrambling to fill our schedule. But the community is behind football up here. They're real excited. We play at Blue Jay Stadium and very nice facilities for a 1A school in the state of Missouri.
What are you guys having to travel for games? As I said, there's a lot of eight-man schools in northwest Missouri. What's your normal game trip like?
Our average road trip is going to be probably an hour, a little more this year. Our furthest one will probably be just under 2 hours. Last year we did travel down to Concordia, Missouri, which is south of Interstate 70, and that was a nice three or plus hour trip. So we're a little bit closer to home this year as far as our schedule allows us, but we do have to travel. It's unfortunate for us, but for us to find games and compete against 11-man schools, that's what we're going to have to do.
We'll be back and visit more with Coach Hastert right after this timeout on Sunny 101.3. Welcome back to our Rockport Coaches Show. We continue our visit with Coach Ross Hastert. The Blue Jays on the road tonight, and they are going to be headed off here to take on East Buchanan down at Gower. Coach, tell me a little bit about, let's talk a little bit about your team first. You said the numbers aren't where you would exactly like them for football, but still, your kids are going to get out there. Tell me, this year, you got a lot of seniors gone last year. Pretty young team this year?
Yeah, that's correct. We're going to be extremely young. Our numbers are down, but with the kids we have out, they've worked extremely hard this summer in the weight room and conditioning, and then this fall when we opened up camp. So, like I told the kids, I'll go to battle with them any day. And we're going to run some different things and really try to utilize our matchups with our skill guys to gain us an advantage on Friday night.
What kind of size and speed are we talking about for the Blue Jays?
We should be okay as far as speed. Size-wise, we'll be down a little bit. Our offensive line will start a few freshmen. Speed-wise, if we can get to the corner, I like our chances. If we can, it might be a long night.
So will we be running the ball mostly, I would guess?
Yeah, we're gonna run the ball majority of the time. We also have a great sophomore quarterback, Chandler Farmer, who can throw the ball. So we're gonna incorporate some quick passes out of the gun for him.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the opening week opponent, East Buchanan. Tell me what kind of battle you're in for tonight.
Well, they're a phenomenal team. They're well coached, and they got their quarterback back, a guy by the name of Bauer, and we had nightmares on him a little bit last year. When we played him twice, once in the regular season, once in the playoffs, and he's a tremendous athlete. He can be a game changer if we don't wrap up and tackle. And, it's always tough to travel on the road first week and play a talented and well-coached team like that. And last year they made it all the way to the quarterfinals, I believe, before they were beat out. So they had a great season last year, so they're coming into this season with a lot of high hopes, and it's going to be a good challenge for us in week one.
First-year head coach, whole bunch of brand-new players. You say you're going to be starting some freshmen. How's the nerves going this week?
We practiced okay this week. Tuesday wasn't great. It was hot. We started feeling sorry for ourselves just a little bit, but we practiced a lot better last night. And we're hoping, you know, come Friday during school, I'm sure I'll be a little nervous and anxious probably more than anything. I'm really excited. The kids have really responded well to the new staff here, and I think they're ready to start hitting some other people. So I'm hoping that we can go down there and compete and play hard and let the chips fall where they may.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time out to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game tonight.
Hey, thanks a lot, John. I appreciate the coverage.
You bet. That's our Rockport Blue Jay Coach's Show for this week on Sunny 101.3.